What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 7th of April. What's the news? I don't know, Wayne, I thought you were going to tell us. Well, I am, but I couldn't find much to tell you. So you're going to get an early night tonight, so you can have a bath and early to bed with you. Get up early in the morning and sit around in the house, do it all again. The old Groundhog Day. I actually sat in a different chair in the room today just to mix it up a little bit. Didn't like it. I had to go back to my original chair. I tried it for an hour or two, but the feng shui weren't right. I would have had to move the whole fucking house, the whole room around, just so it looked like how I would have sat originally anyway. So rather than do that, and I could have done that just to kill some time, but I had plenty to do. So I'll tell you what, I'm actually being quite productive and proactive, so it's not too bad for me at the moment, I've got to say. Money-wise, no, I'm on super noodles, but, you know, I'm getting stuff done, and it might well lead to money. That's the way. I mean, I'm doing these podcasts. I don't know where that's leading. That's fucking leading me astray. It's leading all you astray as well. If you're new to the podcast, by the way, welcome to the most unprofessional, unplanned. I don't know what else going to say. Unusual podcast where I just talk about what's going on in the news and according to me give you my opinion, and then you turn it off and go, who the fuck does that guy think he is? Anyway, but if you'd like to see me and you can look at me and then think, what, who the fuck does that guy think he is, and why, look how he looks as well, you can have a laugh at me, my funny face. But it's on YouTube anyway. All the videos are on YouTube. You can find them under the same name, The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. But it's better off in your ears, you know, when you go for a jog or something. I bet I could make you run faster if you're gonna put your earphones in, play me, and you can sprint and burn off some fat or something in anger at like my stupid political views. I don't get too political, so don't worry about that. One thing I'll say, Boris Johnson's still in hospital, so hopefully he gets over it and recovers pretty swiftly, because it sounds like it moved to intensive care ward, so that's not too clever. But fucking, you know, it's all over the internet and everything, and there's loads of infighting over whether you can say, get well soon if you're in the opposition or not. You know, he's a fucking human first, at the end of the day. And then he's a politician, very, very fucking more, well after family and everything else. Somebody put a question on the internet, which was, who has the nuclear button while Johnson's ill? That was the first thing that they fucking come up with. Who's got the nuclear button? Like, we're going to be thinking about fucking pressing that at any time soon whilst he's fucking ill. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm pretty certain that when the nuclear button gets pressed, there's a lot more than just the one person who's got their intake on it. It's not just down to him, is it? It's down to fucking the whole of Houses of Parliament and everything else. So you ain't got to sweat on that one too much yet, mate. You know, like, it's like, fucking, well, what about if we go to war? Everyone's like that. What about if we go to war about China? What about Russia? What about that? You know, let's fucking deal with what's in front of us first, like fucking everybody dropping like flies around us. Probably don't need a nuclear button the way things are going. Oh, I'm not trying to depress you, because we're social distancing and we're going to beat it that way. I'll tell you what, the vaccine will only be around the corner. I told you British Tobacco are on the... Whether they're doing it for fucking profit or not, I mean, if they're doing it for profit, they'll have it out fucking by the end of tomorrow. But, you know, there's a lot of people, British Tobacco I was talking about, who were trying to invent a vaccine. But, you know, there's people all around the world coming up with vaccines, and they're going to find it. And then we're going to be dealing with people in the hospital. Hopefully we'll be cured before they even get to a serious situation. But me, I'm like, I can't stop bloody, what's it called, disinfecting everything. These newspapers are crinkly as anything. I had to fucking go over them. But then, you know, you can take it too far, can't you? Well, you can't. You've got to take it seriously. But that's taken up a lot of time. Just washing your hands, touching something, going, oh, bollocks, I'm going to have to wash my hands of that now. Then the postman puts something through the door. You touch that, and then you wash your hands, and then you take the envelope, the letters out of the envelope, and then you're going, do I have to wash my hands now? Probably, because who put them in the envelope? It's fucking mental. what was the other thing I saw? Oh, somebody coughed down the phone. Somebody coughed down the phone, and I was like, it freaked me out. It was kept coughing down the phone. I was like, I'm going to have to wash my ear out in a minute. I'm going to have to wash my ear out for 20 seconds. What is it? With antibacterial soap. I'll have to hold the phone at 2 meters now and just talk on the, what's it called? Talk on social distance on the phone call. And the twat was only ringing me up to tell me about, you know, the arseholes that keep ringing you up about car accidents and stuff. He tricked me with some other way of talking to me and then started coughing. I was like, so he's gone into work in a call centre, wherever he is. I think he was in India. But, you know, all to fucking try and blag me that he's trying to get talk to me about a car accident that I haven't even had because he wants you to change your insurance. Fucking bullshit there. I get them all day long. I thought they'd took a break for now, but they're obviously back. What else was I going to say? Oh, a guy went got caught, unnecessary trip again. He went 240 miles. He got caught 240 mile round trip from home. And he got pulled over going, what are you doing? And he said he went to buy bread. He said it was cheaper, a pound cheaper where he was going to. And that's obviously bullshit, but that's the shittiest excuse. If it was true, then you're thick as shit because he spent about £100 petrol doing that. He might have, unless he was buying a fucking shitload of it. Otherwise, you know, it's the shittiest excuse to come out to the... Is that shit? He made the papers. The policemen have all been laughing at you. And passing it around, it's gone around that many policemen. He's probably gone onto their Twitter account and then ended up on my podcast. Stop taking up time on my podcast by being a fucking idiot and driving 240 miles to bread. I have to talk about it because it's stupid. You know, you're that stupid. And there's another guy, a Spanish guy, who went to buy cigarettes. Or was he French? I think he was French. He tried to drive to Spain to buy cheap cigarettes. That's a change of... A change of situation because France used to be cheap as chips to buy. France, we used to fucking go from England all the way to France on the ferry and everything to buy cheap cigarettes on the fucking bouncing around in the sea. I remember I was green as a Shrek when I went and I come back with loads of fags, but I think I mentioned it before, they let me off. They didn't bother searching my van because I was that green, they thought I was going to throw up on them, so they let me go. I didn't buy that many, but I mean, I bought more than you should have brought back. But anyway, this guy tried to get to France, tried to get to Spain, and they stopped him at the border, saying nobody's going through, obviously. And then he got out his car and then started hiking through the mountains to try and go over the mountains to go into France just for cheap cigarettes. And he got lost, and they had to call the air ambulance, or, you know, the rescuers had to come in and rescue him, and all he got was a fine just for being outdoors when he shouldn't be. But he probably should have got more than that if he's fucking risking the helicopter's life flying into the mountains to find you. SOS he was doing, smoke signals. I don't know if he'd got his cigarettes, I don't know if he'd been and come back. Fucking dopey. Some people are thick. I mean, fuck me. I thought I was thick, but I wouldn't do that. I've done some stupid things. You'll probably hear about them one day. You'll have to stick around. I'll probably drop a few every now and then. I forget who I'm talking to. I think I'm talking to my mates. You know, dropping a few personal things when I'm meant to be talking about the news. Where am I going? Bob Geldof has blasted snowflakes who claim that his charity song, Do They Know It's Christmas, has politically incorrect lyrics, telling them he couldn't give a fuck what you think. So he's an old grump, Bob Geldof, but he must get pissed off because he gets a lot of shit about the about that, probably, but because he's to say that he's lived off it, he ain't done nothing since, has he? But or was that me who's saying that? But he's they say, do you know Christmas? What they say, they think it promotes celebrities as white saviors. And he said, I couldn't give a fuck. It's nonsense. I work every day on Band-Aid, so go fuck yourself. So he does do more. He's doing it every day. He probably does fucking loads of charity stuff. You can't, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, it doesn't have to be in the papers. That's probably what he does do all the time, charity. But he's probably like constantly, that's probably all this time, just answering fucking idiots who are harassing him about that charity single 25 years ago or whatever. Well, it made a lot of money for a lot of fucking people in a dire situation, so no matter how it comes. And it was a great concert, so, you know, you always watch some of them. That Freddie Mercury in it was fucking really good, wasn't it? So, you know, you can take it. Do they know it's Christmas? I don't know. It depends on if whether they were Christian or not. Maybe they couldn't give a fuck whether it was Christmas. They couldn't give a fuck whether it was Christmas because they were starving. You know, they certainly weren't getting any Christmas dinner. But the bottom line was that it had a lot of heart and it raised a lot of money. Whether they got the money, there was a big question over that, wasn't there? But that's not his fault. Bristol men are the biggest fibbers when it comes to telling their partner how good they look. With nearly half of them, start again. Bristol men are the biggest fibbers when it comes to telling their partner how good they look, with nearly half lying to them. You lying bastards. And if you're listening to these women of Bristol, don't think for one minute that you're the lady that's been lied to. You'll have to just swallow it and just assume that you're one of the ones who was your partner was telling the truth. Otherwise, you're just going to get pissed off. And it's going to cause all kinds of problems. You know, you end up having to live in separate rooms. It's already difficult. You're under strain at the moment as it is. But who's the liars then? So males are Bristol, Edinburgh, London, Plymouth and Norwich. Not as Brummies. We're truth tellers. And we get it in the neck for it. I'm joking. I'm sure. Where there's room for a little lie, you give it. You tell it, don't you? I mean, this is bullshit. How do they get these fucking surveys anyway? I've never, ever, ever in my life been asked one of these questions in the street. So it's fucking bullshit. Most honest were men from Nottingham, where 11% living in the city admitting fibbing their partners looked when asked. And this goes for women as well. Women are doing it as well. I thought it was just blokes. It was women doing it to their men as well. Southampton women are lying through their teeth at their men. 37% are telling their men that they look great when they really know that the trousers that they're wearing are too fucking tight and you just haven't got the heart to tell them. But don't forget, you've got to walk around with him. I can take the piss out of the blokes. You've got to walk around with him with them tight trousers on, with all those holes and the bleached jeans, with all these knees sticking out of the holes and everything. When he says that these look all right, and he's got winkle pickers that could pick his nose, you know, like them Mexican ones where, have you seen that? They've got a fad in Mexico where they try and outdo each other with the longest shoes, like big, long, almost, you could, like I said, you could pick your nose with them, but they're like almost, you could touch them from where the foot's on the floor, you could probably touch the end of it. I mean, you wouldn't want to kick up the arse with it, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, so when he's going out dressed like that and you're thinking, oh, my God, and he's got a suit jacket over, you know, a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles T-shirt, you need to just fucking tell him, go and get something proper on. You look like a fucking five-year-old. So, anyway, the biggest liars females are Southampton, Plymouth, Brighton, Belfast and Sheffield. Again, Brummies are truth tellers. I tell you what, and some of it hurts. It can hurt when you get told the truth. But as the Russians say, is it better to be smacked with the truth than kissed with a lie? It's not. I'd rather you tell me the truth. I'd rather you lie to me and go, yeah, it looks great. And just, you know, boost my self-esteem. So when you get in touch with me about this podcast, I want you to tell me it's fucking brilliant. Not like some arsehole yesterday or the other day who said it's utter nonsense, left a comment. Fuck him. He's not my audience, surely. What was I going to say? Yeah, but anyway, what if you're both lying to each other? That's the best situation, conundrum. You're both saying, yeah, you look great, and the other one's saying, yeah, you look great, but really, you're both lying to each other. But then again, you're not sexually attracting each other then, are you? You're just going, fucking hell, and looking at everybody else in the bar. Spider-Man star Tom Holland, I've not seen him, I haven't seen that film, so I don't know who he is, was saved from embarrassment when a homeless man gave him his last pound. He needed it. He needed the coin for a Waitrose trolley. So, and when he come back, it's good, he gave, it's good that the guy offered it. And when he come back, he gave him an extra, maybe he spotted him, maybe he goes, before he fell on hard times, he's gone, that's fucking Spider-Man there. If I do a good deed, I'm sure he wouldn't have done it to receive, but at the same time, he went in and he came back and gave him an extra 100 quid. Nice to have the money to be able to do that. That's fucking... I bet that was the best day he's had all year, and that's a really good deed. So, happy about that. You know, that's a good investment. £1 brings back £100, you know. But that's the best place to sit in it. If you're going to be homeless, you've got to get one of the fucking supermarket spots. Because fuck, I come out of the one guy, it was like, he had more around him than I had in my shopping trolley. People just coming out and like just dropping. He probably thought, I don't want that. I want money. I want fucking heroin. I don't want a fucking French stick. I don't want a tin of fucking, what's it called? Prunes and whatever else you're giving me and everything that's good for my health. I want heroin first. All this can come second. That's that particular guy. He was, he's eating too much by now because they just get food. He gets fed all day long. He's well chuffed, but he wants some money. A toilet that could save your life has been created by scientists. The smart loo can predict cancer, heart disease and diabetes using cameras and chemical analysis. Imagine that. Just going for your morning, like whatever. Going in and doing your business, and all of a sudden, excuse me, mate, I think you better go and get yourself checked out for bowel cancer. That's the last thing you want to fucking hear, isn't it? Or maybe just come in and go, oh, for fuck's sake, or what do you call red alert? You know, like you on the spaceship films when all the doors are going like, emergency? I don't know what it is. They get that noise. The toilet starts going that because you're just like, destroying them with whatever you've eaten the night before. malfunction, that's it, malfunction. Just go and sort out your diet, mate, for fuck's sake. We're here to sort out you whether you've got cancer or not. We're not here to bloody malfunction on your dysentery and whatever else that you've got. We're not programmed for that. It's a good idea, though. Great idea. Again, you'd probably want it to lie to you, wouldn't you? You want it to just tell you, don't tell me the truth. Just lie to me, humour me. I'm not in the mood for it today. I'm not in the mood for bad news today. Just tell me something fucking good. Either that or you just end up start going and spraying some perfume down there before you do your business. What's it called? Women are better drivers than men who pose the greater risk to other road users. I can probably agree with that on many, many cases, but I do know a friend who doesn't know her left from her right. I've been in the car when you've said left and she took a right and or right and she took a left and she doesn't know her hands properly by she knows it if she just, you know, she just goes and does her own directions. But when you just shout left or right, she often gets it wrong. So that's dangerous, isn't it? Especially if it's a one-way street. Anyway, I'm not going to name and shame. But I can definitely agree with that. Women are definitely safer drivers, as in being cautious and careful. Right, where are we going? A nurse cried with happiness. I pulled this out because, was it a nurse cried with happiness after finding her engagement ring 2.5 years after it fell off when she was in the garden? They found it in the... how did they find it? They dug up a huge amount of the garden to do a patio and they found it that way. But anyway, I pulled it out because it reminded me of a time a while ago when I read a story about a woman who lost a ring in a I think it was a vegetable patch or whatever, or maybe they lost it and then somewhere down the line they turned that area of the garden into a vegetable patch because I think they lost this ring for years and they turned this area of the garden into a vegetable patch anyway. And something came up out of the ground. I don't know if it was a carrot or something, because carrots don't come up out of the ground, do they? Something came up out of the ground, and the ring was on it anyway. I thought it was a carrot, but it's the carrots to go down, don't they? But something grew up, and the ring was sat on the top of it. And this is like they've been lost for like 10 years or something or other. And it was a long-lost ring, and I thought that was just brilliant. I mean, it was almost like nature just going, right, yeah. And he was lucky because it was like an heirloom or whatever. Apparently they were like totally overwhelmed by the situation. So good on him. Right, last one. I think I've talked myself into a cul-de-sac with that one. Designer brand Louis Vuitton is selling a luxury dog carrier for £1,980. So if you're stupid and you got loads of money and you think your dog doesn't want to walk on the ground, then you can put him in a bag by Louis Vuitton. So you can become an advert. You can be an advert for Louis Vuitton because that's all their stuff is. You're a walking advertisement for their very expensive products. £1,980. You can buy yourself a little dog. Put your dog in it, and then get your fella to carry it. Well, you do everything, because I always see that the fellas having to hold the little dogs and everything, and they're not happy about it. When they most likely have bought the dog for their partner, and they're like, this was a bad idea. I didn't fucking sign up for this. So yeah, but Louis Vuitton, if you got the money, go for it. But, you know, I think the dog would much prefer to run around. He probably like does his business in there as well. If you're not going to, you know, when you put it straight out of the house, straight in the bag, he thinks he's going to the toilet. He probably just shit straight in it. And that's probably the perfect place to do it, ironically. So, right, I think I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to see you again tomorrow if you can be bothered to come back. See you later. Bye for now.